recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Mi'ilah is Daf Vav. We're holding right at the very top of the Daf, and we were still in the middle of attempting to prove the question of Bar Pada to Bar Kappara. What was the meaning of Rabbi Yeshua's Kalal in the Mishnah? Of course, Shaitala Sha'at Heter Lekohanim. Was it Sha'at Heter meaning of Shmita? Does it mean Sha'at Heter for Zerika? Or does it mean Sha'at Heter for Achila? We found that there was a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkia, whether it was Sha'at Achila according to Rabbi Yochanan, or whether it was Heter Shmita according to Chizkia. But we kept coming up with indications, although we haven't been able to prove it one way or the other, we kept coming up with the indications that it was Sha'at Zerika from our Mishnah, and that it was neither approach. Today, we want to see if we can find a definitive raya, so we continue once again with Toshma. So, says the Gemara, let's try to bring a raya from the following braita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh notar shemo alimbo, v'yesh notar she'inbo alimbo. Now, of course, this is a reference to, specifically to notar, but nonetheless, we're going to use it as an indication for our normal question, what is considered to be Sha'at Heter, because notar is one way that things can be nifsal. So, here we're talking specifically in terms of notar, and Rabbi Shimon is giving his examples. Ketzad, where do we find an example where you could find Mi'ila on notar? So, if it was talking about Ketzad, Lan, if Nezrika, if the Dam, it was Lan, before the Zrika, so I say we shechted the animal, we're mekabel the dam, and then comes on Shriyat HaChama, and it wasn't Zoruk. So then you continue to be Baalimbo. Why? Because there was no Zrika. But if it was Li'achar Zrika, Eimuali. Okay, so what is the definitive moment Zrika? There you go. So if it's Zrika, then it means Sha'at Heter. Lekohanim la'achila is the Sha'at Heter. Because otherwise, why would you have to be Zorek specifically? So lechora we see from here, Katani Miyad, if it was Mo'alimbo, and apparently, I mean, I'm assuming that there was at least Shahut l'mizrika, at least Iboy Zorek. In other words, you did the Kabbalah, and you had time to be Zorek, but you weren't Zorek, and the Dam was Lan, and therefore there was no Sha'at Heter Lekohanim, even though there was a Sha'at Zerika, in the sense that it was Hutul Zerika, from the time of Kabbalah. I'm assuming that's the case, it's a normal case. The animal was Shechted, he did Kabbalat Adam, he left the Dam in the cup, and 10 minutes later it was after Shkia, it was too late. So if you hold Heter Zerika, then it's clear that at that point already, the moment of Kabbalah was already made for Zrika. That's Heter Zrika. Therefore, it wouldn't be enough, because it still says Ein Mo'alim Bo. So apparently, what's the meaning, therefore, of Heter? The Kohanim has to be Heter Achila. Is it right?
Zrika.
Which would mean the proper Zrika, correct? Vishma, I mean, Heter Achila, Shalim. That seems to prove, conclusively, that Rabbi Yochanan is right. And we're talking about Heter Achila. This is where, no, it's talking about over here, the Rabbi Kabbal, the Dam, the only case that we're talking about over here was where the Kabbalat Adam was done a moment before Shkia, and therefore you weren't able ever to be Zorik. There was never a Sha'at Heter for Heter Zrika. But you know, I mean, were it possible to have done Zrika, then we would have said, Kala Omed Lizrok is a Rukdami, and that would have been sufficient. And now would have had already a Heter for Me'ilah as well. So, what are you saying then? Aval Hayash Shahut, if there was time, you're saying that there was Heter L'Kayanim, and then there wouldn't be Me'ilah, that's what you're claiming? So, Aval Hayash Shahut, Hakinami de aim boiling bowl? So I understand. Then the issue has nothing to do with Zrika. Why did you say Yeshotashimbo difference being Liakha Zrika? Has anything to do with Liakha Zrika? You should have said if it was by Shkiat Hamad, so then there would be no heter and the mela, that's a notasha mali. If it was lifnei shkiat hachama, so then there was heter, and then ain't mali. But it's completely misleading to pretend that the issue is whether there was zrika. If lamaisa, you're telling me that zrika is not the point. Answer, let's see that inside. So my Ari the Tani lifnei zrika, why would you make the distinction in terms of zrika when it really is irrelevant? What's relevant is a Kabbalah that was shaykh to zrika, that's all. So you should have said your example of Mo'alimbo would be in the case where you did it Akar Shkia. The case where in Mo'alimbo was where you did this, where you did the Kabbalah lifnei Shkia, that's all. So lifnei kodem shkia v'la'akha shkia. So I can't believe what you're saying is possible. Says, well, no, that's what it means. Before zrika means before zrika is possible. That's all that it means. Hakinami katani kodem shiyera el zrika le'akha shiyera el zrika. What is called yera el zrika? Whether it was somakushkata kam or not, that's all. So that's exactly what it means. It means, since anyway, the idea of here is whether kol ha'imid lizra kizar or not. So, in a sense, ultimately, it's a matter of Zrika. So, therefore, I'm telling you, as long as Zrika is possible, so I'm saying, Laka Zrika, Kaya Zrika, could mean as long as Zrika is possible. So, you can't definitively prove it for me. Tashma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Pigu Shemo Alimbo, Yesh Pigu Shemo Alimbo. Now, we have the same idea here when it comes to Pigu. Sometimes there's pigul that has mila, sometimes there's pigul that doesn't have mila. Now, our assumption is that I guess Rabbi Shimon basically is denying the validity of Rabbi Gidel Amaran, right? And he's saying that Zrika's pigul is going to actually work to take off mila. And then, of course, if that were the case, I think Gemara would turn around and ask, I'm going to get along the Rav for Rabbi Shimon. But okay, but we don't remain with him. But let's say, assuming that Rabbi Shimon doesn't believe in the assert of Rabbi Gidel Amarav that Zrikat Pigul doesn't help to remove Pigul. To remove Mila, sorry. You okay?
Yeah,
fine. Yeah, okay. Very. So let's say that Zrika, then what is he saying? Lifnei Zrika Mohali, Liakha Zrika Mohali. Well, what's important to us right now? It's not Rav Gidel Amarav. That's the side point. Right now we're trying to figure out whether we're dealing with heter for Zrika or we're dealing with heter for Achila. Now, if Rabbi Shimon is saying that Pigul, and I would assume that the case would be, says Tosas, I mean, it's got to be a time in which you were Mefarga. When were you Mefarga? Because Rabbi Shimon holds that Hoyolacha is not able to be Mefarga because it's not Vedashav Shalavatla. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita back in Zvachim. Okay, so we would have to say, says Tosus, it's talking about that he was Mefagel at the end of the Kabbalah. And the reason that this is important is because if we're assuming that it was Mefagel in the Kabbalah, so then as long as it was Rika, then it wouldn't have never was Royal as Rika. So, I mean, that would be, would really destroy the whole Sugya. But is there a way to make this the same Sugya that was by Notar? Yes, there is. By saying that you were Mefagel at the end of the Kabbalah, so that at the beginning of the Kabbalah, the Dam is already, was still kosher for Zrika. But he doesn't say that. He says instead, Zrika. So you see that Shema Amina Heter Achila Shemina. It's very clear that the point over here is the moment of Zrika. And that seems to be Heter Ketani Miyat Lifnei Zrika Malimbo. And I'm assuming that there was time to do Zrika, because it didn't say anything about that. So my love that is Shehut Lamizrike, which as I said, Tosis explains, that's the moment before you were Mefaga while you were on Mekabel, the first little bit of Dawn. So you could have been Zerek. The Yibori Zari. And nonetheless, it says Mo'alimbo. So we see that the only thing that makes the Nafkamina is not the ability to be Zerek, but the actual Zrika. So if you did the actual Zrika, fine. If not, not. So Shema Amina Heter Achila Shemina. Says the Gemara, no. starting about over here, the same thing that we said before by no time. That lo, the lo havi shehut l'nizik. Actually, there was no time to do this rika. So what, so you're saying, but if there would have been shehut l'nizik, my. So then, then my ayri the tani l'achar zrika. What you should have said is before shkia l'achar shkia. Right? It's the same exact question that we asked before. Except, of course, in this case, we're saying, we're now have an explanation according to Rav Gidla Marav. And as we no longer have to say that it's Chayla Gadar Rav Gidla Marav. Because Lifnei Zrika, now that we're saying Lifnei Zrika would mean that it was before it was Yera El Zrika, but that's because of there was a Heter Zrika at the beginning before you were Mayah. So it's no longer a problem, right? In other words, we're not talking about Zrika's Me'ila. We're talking about before it was Roy for Zrika. Okay, so then we'd be talking about either that the Kabbalah was completely done Bipsul, in which case it is not going to help, or it's talking about that some of the Kabbalah was done, that there was time, that you had a moment in which you could have been Zurich, but then you could have been Zurich Beheter, not with Pigel. So now it's no longer no Gehr of Gidl Amarav, and everything's fine. We don't have to be Chilak of Gidl Amarav, and we just learned the Sugya from this point on, the way we learned the Sugya of Notah. So then we ask the same question. And we answer it the same way. After all, I mean, it's basically a series of Mamorim of Rabbi Shimon, one Lagabi Notar, one Lagabi Pigom. We can explain it the same way, except it gets complicated because of the Rav Gidla Marav Sugya. But the Gemara didn't complicate it, just like we're complicating it. I was answering the Gemara the same time. Talking, I mean, when it says Zrika, Achra Zrika, it doesn't mean Zrika Mamash. It means Kodim Shira El Zrika. And what does Liakha Zrika mean? Liakha Shira El Zrika. But Enochinami, it is not a function of actual Zrika. And Zrika, anyway, if Rav Gidla Marav is right, Zrika wouldn't help you anyway. So what's the point? Okay, let's take a look at this part. Tashma. Hapigul. Okay. You're telling me that even Pigul, you'd be Baal if it's Kodshe Kodashim. So, I mean, I'm assuming that means that in all circumstances, in other words, you even did the Zrika, right? So my love, the Zarak. And the point over here is that since there was no Heter Achila, so Mamela, it continues to be Me'ila. So Shmamina, Heter Achila Shaninu, and we say Zarak is because of Rav Gidla Marav. In other words, why is there no Pigo? Why is there no Me'ila? Because Zrika's Pigo is not Motzi Midei Me'ila. But had it not been Pigo, then, if it was Zarak, there would be no Me'ila. But only if it was Zarak. I mean, otherwise, what's the point of mentioning Zarak? The idea over here is that the difference between his being Pigel or not being Pigel is Bishat Zrika. If it were true that it was Bishat a Heter for Zrika, then we would have spoken about it in terms of the Kabbalah, not in terms of the Zrika. So you see that the point that's important to us is actual Heter L'Kayani, since it's Zrikat Pigel. So because of that, you're mild. But had it not been Zrikat Pigul, it would have been Zrikat, the regular kosher, then, and only then, by Zrika, would it have lost its din of Me'ila. So you see once again, that the determining moment, and this is what Rabbi Yeshua must have meant, is actual Shat Tetrachilu L'Kohani. No, maybe it means the Lo Zerak. It's talking about over here that Pigul, the Kachi Kachi, you're mild, you didn't do Zrika. But ain't a finami. If you had been Zarek, that one, of Zarek Mice, what are you saying? That if you were Zarek, said Hokinami, the ain't Marlingbo? You're saying that the idea over here is that you would be Mayo Bepigo. And the point over here is then we're going to be Machalic between the Pigo at regular Kachin, and then why as the Gemara, if that's the case. So then, the case, if you had been Zarek, you would not be Mael because it was Pigo. So then why in the Sefer did we need to contrast this? My Ari Datani, by Kachim Kalim, Eimo Alimbo. In other words, the same case we're saying over here, Pigo by Kachim Kachim, Mo'alim. But by Kachim Kalim, Eimo Alim. What do you mean, but by Kachim Kalim, Eimo Alim? Just say, but by Kachim Kadashim, Liachar Zrika, Eimo Alim. I mean, that's what you're claiming. You're claiming that by once it was Nitkabel, that that is sufficient. It's just that since it's Pigel, you don't say Kala Emid Lizrei Kizoro Gadami. But if it was Kosher, then you would have said Kolaymid Lizrek is Arktami because it's Aymed Lizrek. Okay, so Enochinami, had you been Zorek, then you would be my own. So then you would not be my own. So then why contrast it with Kachim Kalim? You started talking about Kachim Kadoshim, say, if it's Lifnei Zrika, you're not my own. If it's Zakasuk, you are my own. If it's Zakasuk, you're not my own. Instead, you run to Kachim Kalim. What'd you run to Kachim Kalim for? And change the whole topic. Just say, Lifnei Zrika, what the din is, and Lifnei Zrika, what the din is. Oh, no, you guys are missing the whole point. The whole point is, and this was the chiddush that we had said earlier, where we wanted to be machalik, that Rav Gittel Amarav might only be half right. He might be right in terms of being motzi from Mi'ila. I'm sorry, he might be, we were willing to accept before, that in his din of that Zrika is not considered to be a Zrika for Pigo would be right when it comes to the question of its being unable to make it Kodesh Hashem, because the Maitre doesn't make it Kodesh Hashem. But when it comes to Zrikas Pigel of Kodesh Kadashim, we said, this was how Tosfos explained it, that since it's considered to be a Zrika in the Torah, it's certainly Lagave Pigel, so you completed the Aveda. It's not really dependent in the actuality of the Heter L'Kayanim. So in other words, he may be partially right. He may be right only Lagave bringing in Kodesh Kalim. So, therefore, says the Gemara, indeed, Ha'akela Shmu'ina, it wanted to teach us the difference between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim. That Kola Tuye Lidei Me'ila, just like Reb Gittel Amarav said, that by Kachim Kalim, to bring it to the Chiev of Me'ila, Zrika of Pigo will not help. There you need Zrika Ketikuna. Only Zrika Ketikuna is Ma'ite Lidei Pigo Me'ila. Only that makes you shyer to Me'ila. Anything less, if it's Pigo, it will not be Mechayev you Me'ila. But La Fuki Midei Me'ila may well be that the point over here is that it's coming to contrast where the idea of Reb Gittel Amarav is right and where the idea of Reb Gittel Amarav is wrong. And that to stop the Chiyuv of Me'ila and Kodesh Kodashim, even Zrikat Pigo would help. And afilo shaloket tikuna is mafkia midei me'ila. So therefore, what are we left with, curiously? We're left with not having a clear raya about Rabbi Yoshua's klal of kol sheyesh lo heter. We don't know what heter l'kani means 100%. But agav, we discovered that Rabbi Gittel Amarav is wrong. Because here we have basically no other way of understanding the words taken for granted that according to Rabbi Shimon, and the way that we're understanding Stam, the ideas over here, is that we would say that there's an afkamina between afuke mime'ila and atuyelide mime'ila, exactly as we answered yesterday, that there's different parts of Gittel Amarav. Let's not oversimplify. And what's true about the not bringing to me'ila by Kachim Kali may not be true about being unable to remove me'ila from Kachim Kadashim, because Pigo has a very important function even in its Zrika when it comes to the Avodas HaKorbanos. And that is the Torah was makshiv the Zrika of Pigo for a closing Avodah, at least in the world of Pigo. So it's Karatza'at Kasher, Karatza'at Pasul. Ask your question.
Wondering if we could review the difference between Mi'ila in Kodesh Kali and Kodesh Kodashim.
Yes, we have a clear, very clear distinction. They are mirror images of each other. Kodesh Kodashim start as Kodesh Hashem, the Miyuchadim LaHashem, and therefore there's a Chiyuv of Mi'ila on them until you remove that Yichud LaHashem.
Kodesh in the whole way.
There's many examples. It gives the Atzeres, Arsham, whatever, but whatever is called Kodesh Kodashim. So wherever there's going to be a Heter L'Kayanim, that is no longer Kodesh Hashem and no longer Miuchadim L'Hashem. Rav Gittel Amarav suggests that since when you are Zerik the Dam of Pigo, it's not really Matir L'Kayanim, so despite the fact that a Zrika of Pigo is considered to be Choshev in terms of creating the Hartza'ah vis-a-vis Pigel, and it's b'chayev yukaret, that nonetheless, it doesn't remove Me'ila, because in order to remove Me'ila, it has to actually have achieved the Heter L'Kayanim. Fine. Now, this is the opposite of Kodshe Kalim, because by Kodshe Kalim, you start off with not having yet Kodesh Miuchad Lashem, because it was always meant to be the Balim's. It's basically regular meat to which you're going to give the Emunah and Takodesh Baruch Hu. No, no, I have Kedusha on the meat, you'll eat it in Yerushalayim, and so on. But Kodshim Kalim are never meant to be Miuchadim Lashem. They're always partially yours. Now, the only thing is that the Emurim, once you did the Zrika, become Miuchadim for the Mizbeach, and nobody else is allowed to have them. At that moment, they are Chayav Mi'ilah, and only from that moment on. Because when they put on the Mizbeach, they're Kodshi Hashem. Right. You can't have anybody. Nobody can have any of it. There it's Miuchadim Lashem. There as well, Tainet Rav Gidol Amarav, if it's a Zrika of Pigel, it's not Roy for the Mizbeach. So how can you call it Kodshi Hashem? Therefore, Zrika of Pigel will not bring Me'ila to Kodshi Kal. We always assume that these two dinim were the same. They're all about Talia. First time we saw that the Gemara was Mechalek was earlier, where we said it's possible to learn that there is a din of Rav Gidol Amarav as far as not being able, Pigel, not being able to maybe lead Me'ila, but it may be that we could still explain some of the braita that we brought by saying Rav Gidol Amarav was wrong about the fact that Pigel cannot be Motzi Midei Me'ila. So the Rabbeinu Peretz explained there, and we're going to be dealing with this later again, that the difference is that Pigel, when it comes to being the closure of the Avedis of the Korbanat Lashem, is also considered to be a closure. It's a closure, not in terms of Heter, because there's a new Isser of Pigel. But that new Isser of Pigel is a world unto itself. Vis-a-vis the closure of the Aveda, there's a Hartza'ah for Pigel, which is called Kartza'at Kasher, Kartza'at Pasul. But when it comes to turning something into Kodshi Hashem, either it is or it isn't. So he may be right about that, and still be wrong about Pigelab to remove Me'ila from Kodshi Kadosh. Now, remarkably, the two sugyas have become very profoundly intertwined. The question of Rav Gidol Amarav has become very deeply connected with the issue of what Heter Rav Yehoshua was referring to when he spoke about Heter L'Koyanim. Because it turns out that Heter L'Koyanim may mean Misha'at Shechita, which would be a completely different way of looking at it. Huh? And because of the looking at the question of what is considered to be the moment at which we define the Me'ila as leaving, of course, is going to redefine. I mean, we're going to have to say each one according to whatever it was that we thought at each point. If you think Heter L'Koyanim is Mishat Shechita, so then it would have to be, we're talking about a Pagam of Pigel that would have been earlier. Okay, that was an earlier sugya. Whether Shechita, remember we spoke about the comets being the equivalent of Shechita, whether it's possible for Shechita to be maybe Lidei Pigel. They said, okay, there's incipient Pigel, there's actual Pigel. These were all earlier sugyas. I'm going to overly complicate. But what is interesting is that the Mishnah that is now coming up, fascinatingly, it is introduced by this sugya that distinguishes between the Afuke and the Ayule by Rav Gidol, remarkably, except incredibly, in the opposite direction, in which it becomes easier to make something Kodshi Hashem for Kodshim Kalim than it is to remove the Dinah Me'ila from Kodshim Kadosh, which of course becomes a great challenge to this whole sugya, and of course to Rabbeinu Peretz's whole approach, and he is going to have to give an ingenious answer to explain the difference between the two sugyas, as we shall momentarily see, except that our president is at a simcha in Arnea's neighborhood. And therefore, I shall begin the Halakha Mishnah as follows. How above, we have a psul of yotze. And now you're zerik the dam on yotze. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, look, that din of Me'ila remains. So you're Mayalim by, even though you were Zerik the Dam, that was not, the Zrikas Hadam did not help, since it was Yotze. So that's called Ein Zrika Mo'elet Yotze. And therefore, it's not going to be Motzi Bidei Me'ila. Furthermore, and for the same reason, since the yotze is not really ready yet to be eaten or to be completed its aveda for a Adam who is kosher and tahor for achila, so therefore none of the yisurei achila are chal on it, because we learn out from the pasuk that it has to be something that would otherwise be kosher for tahorim. Only that becomes aser b'tumat haguf, and only that becomes aser chiyuv karet of pigul and noter. Can we learn them out one from the other? Rabbi Akiva on there. Rabbi Akiva says it's not true. Zrika is mo'elet v'yotze. And because of that, eimo alimbo. Since you did the zrika, you removed the me'ila, and chayavin alav, mishum pigul v'notar v'tameh, and the zrika of yotze is also the act that completes the pigul, and it makes you chayav, even a noter, just like a zrika that is kosher. Omar Rabbi Akiva, let me prove this to you. Because what would be the din if somebody would be mafrish a korban chatat, and then he lost it. And now, he frish a cheret achtai, he's mafrish a second chatat. And now we find the first one. V'achar kach nimtzeta rishona v'areshtehen omdot. Now the din of there is, and Gemara is going to explain that we're talking about, we have two kohanim who shech these two korbanas simultaneously. And areshtehen omdot. So you now have the Kabbalah of the Dom, both of these Karbonas, and now you're Zurich, one of them. Assuming that Kolomi is Zurich, not Zurich, otherwise we'll have to say one of the Kabbalah, one of them, but that's a side point. Now, is it not true, do you not agree with me, that despite the fact that the moment that you do the Avedas Adam on one of them, the other one becomes possible because it's Motar Chatat, right? So the idea over there is that the only one that you're going to use is the one that you're doing the Zrika on. Nonetheless, is it not true that Kishem Shedama Potera, the Zrika Adam, are you not moded, that the Zrika Adam will potter the other carbon from Me'ila, even though it was not Mo'il in order to be materit, because this is not the carbon that you're bringing as your chatas. It's motar chatat, right? Nonetheless, it's not going to be moya. Therefore, ask yourself, im potar damat besar chaverta min ha-me'ila. If you can even potter a side carbon, it's a different physical animal, is it not obvious that it's going to potter its own basar? Now the Gemara is going to clarify that Rabbi Akiva is talking about where you were motzi miktsat basar, that there's some basar that's left. And therefore this is exactly the case of the two chataot standing side by side, except it's even better. Some basar is nifsal because of yotzi. Fine. One of these chataot is nifsal because it's motar chatat and not the chatat. Some of it is kosher, fine. Just like by the chatat, some of it is kosher. Wasn't yotze, you're the entire animal, is your perfectly valid korban chatat, the one that you did the zrikon. So is it not a kavachomer that if they can potter another physical animal and remove me'ila? Koshkan, if it's going to remove me'ila from the bus that was yotze of itself. That's what I'm talking. So dinu, shiyifto, et psar atzma. Now, the contrary case of a murika shikal, where over there you took out the Emurim before Zrika. So there you have exactly the same issue. You need to have a kosher Zrika, or at least a Zrika Mo'elet, in order to be able to be Mechayev in Me'ilas Kodshi Hashem. So it says Rabbi Eliezer, well, since Zrika is not Mo'el Yotze, therefore, let's not get confused between Mo'il and Mo'el. Since it's not Mo'il for Yotze, therefore, Ein Mo'alimba, it remains non-Kotchi Hashem, it's Kotchi Mkali. The Emurim are never ready to be brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore you will also not be Chayav Aleihem Mishum Pigul Notar V'Tameh. He says Rabbi Akiva, on the contrary, you will be Mayal on them, because Rika is Mayal, and therefore you will also have brought it to a situation in which Im Ala Lo Tered, and therefore that's sufficient to give it a din of Kotchi Hashem. And because of that, chayavin aleihem mishum pigul notar v'tamei. Now, the question is, Why do we need the machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer in both areas? Kachem, 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 kachem. Now you see where we're headed. Because now we have exactly the issue we've been talking about. Rav Gittel Amarav all along made the two interdependent, and he said the same way that the tzrik of pigel is not going to help to make something kachem kalim, it's not going to help to remove kachem kadash. We disagreed with that at the end of the sugya, and we ended up saying not like Rav Gittel Amarav. Here, the Gemara is actually questioning. Is it not the case that the two are completely interrelated? And then once we know Yesod HaDvarim, which is Rika Mo'ila for Yotzei or not? But why do I need to know that they argued on that same Yesod by Kachi Kadashim and by Kachi Bkalim? It's exactly the same point. If you hold this Rika as Mo'ilet, fine. If you hold this not Mo'ilet, so then it's not Mo'ilet, both for removal of Pigo and for introduction of Pigo. So why do we need two Mishnayot? One by Kachim Kachim, and one by Kachim Kalim. So again, as we've seen so many times, the sugya before, immediately prior to the Mishnah, is basically an introduction to the issues of the Mishnah to come. Tzricha, says the Gemara. And unbelievably, the Tzrichata is in exactly the opposite direction than we expect. Because we've gotten used to two times, in the context of Rav Gittel Amarav, when it comes to Pigol, to say that it is easier to see is Rikas Pigo of removing the Chiyuv of Me'ilah from Kachi Kadashi, since after all Rikas Pigo is considered to be a Hashlama of Avodat Pigo, than it is to see the bringing of Kachim Kalim into Kachi Hashem, since it doesn't. Lamaisa doesn't. Here, the Gemara unbelievably says exactly the opposite. It's a strich. Because if we only would have learned Kachi Kadashim, there I would say, okay, that's because, you know why Rebbe Eliezer says that you're continuing to be moiled by Kachi Kadashim? That's because Zrika and Ketikuna, and only Ketikuna, is Mafke Midei Me'ilah. In order to take something out of Me'ilah, it's got to be 100% Matir. But if it's Shaloti Ketikuna, so then it doesn't remove Me'ilah. But to make something high of a Me'ilah for Kachim Kalim, there maybe would be murder to Rabbi Akiva. Exactly the opposite, right? But it's easier to contemplate a Zrika that is not workable, that can bring you Lidei Me'ilah. There is Me'ilah Rabbi Akiva, Da'afilu Shalom Ketikuna, Maite Lidei Me'ilah. That will bring you to Me'ilah. And had we only learned the Bava of the Mishnah that spoke about Kachim Kalim to tell us that there's a Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, the E Itmar Gabe Kachim Kalim, Hava Mina, okay, you know why Rabbi Akiva said that it helps to make it Chayav Me'ilah? That's because we're talking about Kachim Kalim, and we're talking about bringing Lidei Me'ilah, which is easier. So Kachim Kalim, who Yomer Rabbi Akiva Mo'alim Behem? It's easy to make somebody higher than Me'ilah. But Kodshe Kodashim, where you want to remove the Me'ilah. So over there, Shalom Ketikuna is not Mafkiya Midei Me'ilah. Kamash Malan, even there, Rabbi Akiva argues. Now this seems to be an impossible contradiction to the Gemara we just had. But we wanted to say to Rav Gittel Amarav, we would work, of course, if it's not a kosher zrika, how could you expect it to be called kachi Hashem for the imuri? But you can view a zrika psula of pigo as sufficient to be mafkiya midei me'ilah of kachi kadash. Exactly the opposite of what the Gemara is saying. So obviously the Rabbeinu Peretz asks this on himself and explains the two sugyas have nothing to do with each other. Yeah. Why? Because in one case, the Zrika is possible. The first case that we had before, the Zrika is possible. It's a Zrika of Pigel. In the other case that we're learning now, the Zrika is a perfectly kosher Zrika. It's just that what you're being Zorik on is not in position for the Zrika to be Chal on it. So the two are completely different issues. Therefore, Tainas Rabbeinu Peretz, fine. The idea of where it's Yotzei. So what do you want to do? You want to be Motzi Midei Me'ilah. Was there a heter, the Kohanim, of this Me'ilah? No. Is it a heter of Pigel, that somewhere or other the Torah created a din of a Zrika on Yotzei? Of course not. This has nothing to do with it. Where do we ever find that a Zrika would be Moelet? But it's more Moelet on Yotzei for Kutcher Kutcher? Of course not. So what does this have to do with this war we were talking about before, where there's a concept of Zrika, so a Zrika per se is possible? That has nothing to do with a kosher Zrika, but the object the Zrika is not able to work on, because it's not here. So if the object is not here, we never find that the Torah called that something that was sufficient to be Shateter. Where is that a Shateter? Masha Einkein. If a Zrika is done behechsher gomur, and the Torah creates a halacha, that the achar Zrika, you define this carbon differently than before Zrika. Fine, so even though it wasn't there and it didn't get its head there, but it's no longer just inert, it's a Muria Mizbeach, which are Nifsal. But a Muria Mizbeach, which are Nifsal, because of Yotzei, there's still Chayav in Mehila. So here, it tends in the exact opposite direction. The Zrika itself is perfectly kosher. Therefore, it will be more Mo'il in order to call something. Okay, now it's a carbon. Is it a kosher carbon? No. Where did it say it needed to be a kosher carbon? But when you started off with me, you started off with Me'ila, what do you want to do now? You want to go ahead and be Motzimi de Me'ila? Why? There was a Shatet in the Kanye? No. There was what? A Zrika that the Torah called a kosher Zrika in any situation? No. Good. So over there, it's not going to help because I'm trying to remove from this piece. I'm trying to remove the Me'ila. How can I remove the Me'ila if the perfectly kosher Zrika was not active on the piece that I'm trying to move the Me'ila from? So there never was that there. Hashem, we're talking about Pigel. It was very effective for the piece I'm talking about in terms of Pigel because it was Harkar Tzad Kasher. So it's a beautiful, beautiful, clear-cut distinction between the two sugyas, and now we see that in both directions, we need to be very careful about making an artificial equivalence between the removal of Mila from Kachim Kadashim and the bringing to Mila of Kachim Kawan. Itmar, Omar Rabbi Yochanan clarifies Rabbi Yochanan about the mission. You need to understand that when Rabbi Akiva was talking about Zrika being Mo'elet L'Yotzei, that's only if it was Yotzei Sheyatza Mikzato. There was something left that I was going to do the Zrika on, and some of it had been Yotzei. And that's the case that he's bringing you from the Tuchat Ta'ot. But if all of it had been Yotzei, then what was the Zrika on? You don't have anything. If all of it was Yotzei, then he never would have said it. Ama Yatza Kulo, Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would never have said such a thing, and that's the way to understand the Mishnah. That is, Kal Vachomer is, if it helps on itself, on that meat, it should certainly help on the entirety of the meat. Just like if it helps on the other one, if it's a Motar Chatat, and it should certainly help for itself. Okay, tomorrow we will continue the sugya into a long and beautiful, perhaps diversion, or perhaps not. That depends on whether we learn like Tosafot, as we'll see. Or as others.
What is the point of the argument in the Reish and the Sefer between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Kiva? What are they arguing?
In both cases, they're arguing exactly the same thing. Is Zrika Mo'elet L'Yotzei or not? Does Zrika have an impact on something that was Yotzei? So that it would be Mo'elot and so on. That Machloket, however, and even though it's exactly the same Machloket, needs to be repeated. Because the question of whether the act of Zrika itself serves to bring Kachim Kalim Lidei Me'ila is a possibility. And since it's a possibility, I need to know that it's not a possibility that is accepted by Rabbi Eliezer. But that has nothing to do with changing the content of the Machloket. It's the same Machloket. And you might have thought that they varied because of the other consideration. Of the fact that the act of Zrika per se is a kosher Zrika. Gamashma, and they don't. And the other direction, of course, the other direction. But it's always the same as looking. Toshma, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Yeshno Tarshama Limbo, Yeshno Tarsha Imbo Limbo. Ketzah. Lam lifnei zrika mo'alim bo. Le'achas zrika in mo'alim bo. Katani miyad mo'alim bo. I'm assuming that that means avishelot l'mizrika. The Iboy Zorik, and nonetheless, since you were in Zorik, you are still going to be Bogle. So Shmamina Heterach, Yiloshaninu, and not Heter Zrika. No. It's talking about, he was Bekabo, Somok, Lushkiata Chama, the Lohavi, Shevet, Lemizrak, and therefore, it could still be defined by Heter Zrika. So what are you saying? That what? Hayashah, Shevet, Mai. That Achinami, Dein Mo'alim. So it's ridiculous. In my Irish Italian, leaf Ezrika or Beachazrika, just say, Kodim Shkiata Chama, Lachar Shkiata Chama. No, but that is what it's saying. Okinami Katoni, Kodim Shiyera El Ezrika, Lachar Shiyera El Ezrika. Toshma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Begosh Moalimbo, Yesh Begosh Ein Moalimbo. Ketza, leaf Ezrika Moalim, Beachazrika Ein Moalim. Okay, but meanwhile, Katoni, Miyad, Lifnei Zrika Mo'alimbo. I will have the Avishal from Mizrika. The Yiboy Zorik and nonetheless Katani Mo'alimbo. So again we see Heter Achila Shaninu. Lo. Do lo Avishal from Mizrika. So what do you say? That Avishal from Mizrika Ma'i. Hochinami, that it would have been Nafak Midei Me'ila. And of course that would have been Shalok of Gidol HaMarad. So in my Ari the Tadei Le'achar Zrika. Just say Kodim Shkia Le'achar Shkia Tachana. No, Achinami Koma. Kodim Shira Mazrika. Laka Shira Mazrika. Everything now works out fine. Okay, Tashma. Hapik of the Kotche Kodashim Moalim. The my love, the Zarak. And you see from here that Heter Achila Shanina. No, the Lord Zarak. I was like, my, what? You're telling me Achinami, the In Moalimbo. And in fact, it's not like Rav Gidol HaMarad. That's the way that it contrasts the Sefer to the Resha. Just say, no, because he's trying to finish this way. That you need Zrika Ketikona. Only that is mighty l'day me'ila. But kol afuki m'day me'ila, afilu k'shalo ketikona nami, mafka m'day me'ila. Basa Kodashay Kodashim Shiatza Lifnei Zrika Tamim Rabbi Eliezer Omer Moalimbo Ve'in Chayovin Alav Mishum Pigo V'Notar V'Tamei Rabbi Akiva Omer Ein Moalimbo V'Chayovin Alav Mishum Pigo V'Notar V'Tamei Omer Rabbi Akiva V'Hari Amafish Chatatovi Avdavi V'Fish Acheret Achtev Acharkach Nimtzeta Rishona V'Hari Shteyen Omdot Lo Kishem Shidama Poter Pesara Kachu Poter Pesar Chavrata. So I mean, in Patar Dama Pesar Chavrata Min HaMe'ila, obviously it's Dino Shifater Et Pesar Atzma. Now when it comes to Emura Kachim Kalim, the same thing. They were Yotzer of Ezrika Tamim. Rebbe Yezer Amrein Moalim Ben, because Zrika Zambal of the Yotze. Ve'en Chayavin Aleim Mishu Pigol Notar V'Tamim. Rabbi Akiva Omer Moalim Behem, because the Zrika was Mu'il Yotze, Ve'chayavin Aleim Mishu Pigol Notar V'Tamim. Why do we need two separate machlokes, Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Akiva, both Rabbi Akachim Kachim and Rabbi Akachim Kalim? So Anitarte Lamele Tzricha. Only there come Rav Eliezer Moalimbo, because a zrika that is ketikuna, and only ketikuna is mafke minei meila, but shalom ketikuna is lo mafke minei meila. On the other hand, by kachim kalim la tuyeli de meila, he agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Why does it have to be dafke ketikuna? The zrika per se was kosher. What do I care whether the object was in the right place? So I feel shalom ketikuna, mightily de meila. We it magabe kachim kalim, having magabe kachim kalim. Who the other Rabbi Akiva moalim behem? Because that's, I don't need a zrika ketikuna. I feel a zrika shalom ketikuna, mightily de meila. But kachim kadashim, where's there a heter? Over there I need to be lafuke. So since it's lafuke, how is shalom ketikuna? Gotta be mafke mide meila. Kamash, one of the argue in both cases. Itbar Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Omar Rabbi Akiva Zrika Moelot Yotze, She Yatsa Miktsato. But if it had been Yotze Kulo, Rabbi Akiva never would have made such a statement. Lo Omar Rabbi Akiva.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf. from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Okay, this morning is Daf Vav, and we're up to precisely the first word on Daf Vav in Maseches Megillah here in Daf Shin Samach Hei. And the question that we had yesterday, we were discussing the klal that Rabbi Yeshua gave us in the Mishnah, that wherever you have a heter, l'kohanim, that's the point at which you lose the Me'ilah from Kodesh HaKodashim. And it wasn't clear to us what is meant by heter l'kohanim. Heter l'kohanim could mean that at the time of Shechita, this korban was now meant to be eaten by kohanim at the point that we would finish doing the requisite avodas. That would be called heter shechita. It might mean that once the dam was already mekubal in a cup and ready for zrika, and there was sufficient time to do zrika before the dam would be wan, that would already be included in heter achila, because we have a general rule, kol ha'omed lizrok gizaruk dami, that which is going to be sprinkled is as if it already is sprinkled. That would be called heter zrika shani. And the third approach was to take it literally and say heter achila l'kohanim means that the kohanim literally at that moment could have put the basar in their mouth, and they could have eaten it. And only at that stage is there no longer a din of me'ilah on that basar. And that's called heter achila shani. Now yesterday we had a machlokes between Chizkiah and Rav Yochanan. Chizkiah said it meant heter shechita. You okay? Maseches Me'ilah. It's Tavshin Samach Hei. Planet Earth, this is the Milky Way galaxy out towards the sun. Okay, and Rav Yochanan said, it's talking about a literal heter achila. Now, yesterday we asked quite a few questions, try to prove against the various shitas that were referring to heter shechita, and we ended up without a clear-cut raya. So today, on Daf Vav, we're going to start with yet another raya as to what the meaning was of heter l'kohanim. Heter shechita, heter zrika, or heter achila. Toshma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh notar she'mo'alimbo, v'yesh notar she'in mo'alimbo. There are times at which you have basar that was left over. Now, I must tell you, this the way that I'm about to say it is the way Rashi explains it in Menachos, where the main sugya is explained. Here, Rashi, and by the way, it's not all that clear that this really is Rashi's pirush. It's assumed that it's Rashi. But Rashi and the Rabbeinu Gershon over here explain it differently. The pashtus of Yesh Notar Shel Mo'alimbo is a reference to Notar of the Boser. And therefore the question over here would be, Ketzat Lan Lifnei Zrika, the meaning would be that this Boser became now Notar by having been Lan before you did the Zrika Sadam, then Mo'alimbo. Then you would continue to be moel on it, because there was never a time in which it was able to be eaten. Whereas li'achar zrika in ma'alimbo. On the other hand, if this basar had already been through the zrika process, so that there was a moment at which it was now roi for achilas kohanim, then in ma'alimbo. Okay, that's how Rashi is masbir elsewhere, Menachos. Here, Rabbi Nogershon and Rashi both learn that the question of lan, when it says over here, ketzad lan lifnei zrika, means that the dam was done lan lifnei zrika. So in other words, what we're talking about over here is at what point did we have the zrika? Did we have the dam being in a matzav of kashrut at the time of zrika or not? And that would define whether the boser would have been Yotze Versman Heter Lekoni. The differences between the two Pirush are not directly Nogea us. What's important to us is only to know that we're making over here the difference between an actual event of Zrika, correct? In other words, the question over here is, was there Zrika before, was there not? And the non-actual event, rather than the potential for the event.
Now, if that's the case, katani mias, bottom line is what it does say over here is that ma'alimbo, there would continue to be a status of me'ila on the buzzer if the zrika had taken place after it was already lan, or if the buzzer had been lan before we took the zrika on it. Either way. But the important point is that you need the actual event of the zrika in order to remove the chiyev of me'ila. Is there a real desire to follow this? Or, I mean, this is awfully complex.
Just a few words to put it
into. Yeah, sure. I mean, but I can do that if you want. I mean, you know, to actually put it back into context over here is going to be very, very. Okay, fine. You know, I'm happy to do that if that's really what we need here. Okay, so shmami, now what does that mean? Because the assumption is that the moment that you have done, because you have the potentiality of zrika, and at that moment you have heter lekohanim, assuming that, gentlemen, please pay attention. Hello? Back to earth. Assuming that what is meant is heter zrika shanino, what would that mean? That the moment that you have dam that is capable of zrika, you already have heter lekohanim. But over here it makes it dependent on the event of zrika. I mean, it's assuming, assuredly, that there was a Kabbalah Sadam, correct? And now the only question is, okay, you have now, after the Kabbalah, you have Dam Bekos. Are you going to be Zorek the Dam before Lina or after Lina? That's the only issue. Why is that the only issue? Why isn't the issue to determine at what point the Kabbalah was, not what time the Zrika was? Because after all, if you all had the Zrika Shanino, that's all that counts. At least one would assume that's all that counts. You would think that the moment that you have done the Kos, you already have the potential for Zrika. And if you all had the Zrika Shanino, then by definition, you have what is called Heter Lekohanim at this moment, no more Chiyav of Me'ila, correct? So this seems to prove now, Shmamina Heter Achila Shanino. This proves that we were right all along in assuming that when Rabbi Yehoshua said in the Mishnah that the general rule is where you have a heter lekohanim, it means a heter achila lekohanim. So that only at that moment would it be no longer chayav b'me'ila, because someone can actually sit and eat it. Once you can eat it, so then obviously there's no longer hakpada of kachi Hashem on it. It's no longer kachi mem yuchadim l'Hashem. It was given over the kohanim. Is there a way out of this? There is indeed a way out of this. It's a very exciting way out of this. Because the whole point of Heter Zrika is that it is possible to achieve a Zrika in time. Suppose the Kabbalah was done immediately before Shkia. So that the moment that you have done because you do not have time to do a Zrika. Would I in that case have a right to make everything dependent on when the Zrika took place? The actual Zrika took place? Yes, because the fact that there was a Kabbalah before is irrelevant. Since it's too late in the day to do anything with this Kabbalah. So all that really matters is, was there Zrika in time to take off the Isra of Me'ila before the Lina? That's the only question. And that's the Gemara's answer over here. You cannot prove that Heter Achila Shaninu. No, it's not the case. The Kabbalah is Samuch L'Shkiyat HaChama. It's talking about the Kabbalah Zadam was immediately before Shkia. By the way, I must point out to you that the Gemara makes the entire issue dependent on Shkia, whereas there's actually a Shita that holds that the defining moment is Seit, not Shkia. And all over where we talk about Shkia, Tosfos learns that this means in terms of Me'ila D'oraisa. We're left with, there was Me'ila D'oraisa definitely removed, because the Zrika was kosher, miniarize, because you have until Tzeit. So that the Shkia over here is talking about in terms of Ila Drabonim. This Tosfos doesn't say over here, but there's a general rule in of Tosfos. But anyway, yeah, that's a little bit tangential. But getting back to our survey. So it's talking about the Kabbalah Somach L'Shkia T'Chama, and Delohaya Shahut L'Mizra. There simply was insufficient time to do this Zrika. And that's the solution.
And that's the only reason that we make it dependent in the event of Zrika rather than in the potential for Zrika. The particular case that we set it up was a laboratory condition in which we can discuss Zrika as an event because there simply wouldn't be enough time to have a potential Zrika. So, no, wait. What are you saying then, says the Gemara? So, aval haya shahut mai. So, in other words, by implication, if there had been enough time not to do the Zrika, what would you have said? That what? That ain't morally. Because you're claiming now, het the Zrika shanidu. If I would have had 2 minutes before Shkia to do the Zrika, then you're saying that there would no longer be a key of a Mi'ilah, because it was already het the Kohanim. So then, for God's sake, my ayah the tanu l'tnei Zrika. Then why are we talking about the event of Zrika? Why don't you make it clear and say, Kodem Shkia or Le'arka Shkia? What's the dividing line over here? Is the dividing line the act of Zrika? No. The dividing line, and this is much, much more clear and a bigger kiddush to tell me, if I really believe that Heter Zrika Shaninu, and not Heter Achila Shaninu, talk about the dividing line. The dividing line is time, not events. The dividing line is Shkiat HaChamah, not the actual event of the Zrika Zadah. Then say so. Why do you make it dependent in Zrika? So Mayari, why would you possibly justify using the word, quote, Lifnei Zrika, unquote? Listening, what you should have said was, quote, Kodem Shkia, or, unquote, or, quote, Le'akar Shkia, unquote, right? And says the Gemara, this, by the way, is the standard format for this type of question. What's always the answer? That's the intent. How can I make it tell you? That's what we're saying is, if we want to make it very clear, the meaning of Zrika or non-Zrika is Kodem Shiyera Eh L'Zrika. Or Le'akar Shiyera Eh L'Zrika. In other words, we want you to recognize the interaction between the time and the event. It's not really a matter of time, is it? I mean, it's a matter of enough time for the event. So therefore, we tell you before Zrika and Le'akar Zrika, meaning before the potential for Zrika, or after there's no longer a potential for Zrika. Could our dear president open the door so that we get a little bit of extra oxygen in here, which may allow the organisms here that apparently are oxygen combustion to wake up? Good, there we go. We might even turn on the fan, but I think Sabra Josh would
just
doesn't bother me. Well, hopefully that'll pass.
Rabbi, Nina is the 5 days overnight?
Yeah. Either the dam or the bus, either blood or the meat. Because either way it would work out. It was when the Zrika of the dam took place vis-a-vis the meat is what we're talking about. Okay, so far we have been unable to prove that we're talking about Heter Achila or Heter Zrika. Let's see if we can prove it now from the next price. Toshma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Pigul Shimo Alimbo. Previous price was talking about the difference between Notar Shimo Alimbo and Notar Shemo Alimbo. And we have the same issue when it comes to Pigul. Yesh Pigul Shimo Alimbo, Yesh Pigul Shemo Alimbo. So you have a time in which you would have Basar of Pigul that there would still be a Chiyav of Me'ila on. And there are times in which you have Basar of Pigul where there is no Chiyav of Me'ila. Ketzad. Lifnei Zrika Mo'alim, Le'akar Zrika Ein Mo'alim. What is important to know is whether there was a Zrika. If there was a Zrika of this Pigul, then you would no longer be Mo'al on it. Now Rashi learns that this is by definition not like Rav Gidol Amarav. Because remember, Rav Gidol Amarav claimed that a Zrika's Pigul will never be able to be motzi midei mi'ilah, right? That's what we were talking about for two dafim. What is Rav Gidol Amarav hold? That a mi'ilah is not removed by a Zrika's Pigul, nor is it created by Kachim Kalim by a Zrika's Pigul, right? The way Rashi here understands this sugya, is that we are assuming right off the bat that Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Rabbi Gidol. And this is Rashi Shita all over. Rashi holds that when the Gemara claims elsewhere that ha'itot of Rabbi Gidol, actually Rabbi Gidol was shown in Me'ila to be wrong, It's always a reference to this piece, even though we never say it openly. And that since we're taking for granted that the only way to understand Rabbi Shimon here in the Braita is against Rabbi Gittel, that that's the way to take to take the halacha. That we now assume we just sort of threw Rabbi Gittel out. Okay, so he's learning it very simply. It depends when the Zrika took place, and according to him, we don't have to get into anything complex in this sugya. Katani Mias, the bottom line, is Lifnei Zrika Molimbo, and it's exactly the same as the previous sugya. Since the Tana makes it dependent on the event of Zrika, therefore, that's all that counts. Whereas if you hold that Heter Zrika Shanino, then the potentiality of Zrika rather than the actuality of Zrika should have been what was important, and it's not. So Katani Mias Lifnei Zrika Molimbo. So what does that mean? I mean, undoubtedly, in normal cases, the Habi Shavut Lemizrike, right? The Iboy Zorik, if you wanted to, you could have been Zorik, you just didn't yet. And at this point, the Shaila is if someone eats the meat, is there a Chi of Me'ilah or not? And that proves, apparently conclusively, that Heter Achilu Shanino. Because if it's dependent in Heter Zrika, you don't need the actual event of Zrika. You only need that it should be after Kabbalah. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Exactly as we said before. Lo, it's talking about the Lo Havi Shahut L'Mizrike, that there was no time. In other words, he did this right up against Shkiat HaChama, no time for Zrika, and that's the only reason that it works out, that the event of Zrika is what's important. So again, we ask the same question then, according to this. Aval Havi Shahut L'Mizrike Mai. Had there been time, what are you implying? That Okinanda Dothik B'dei Mi'ila? That indeed there would have been no chiyuv of Mehila. So then, my ayre de tani le'achas zrika. Why then do you make it dependent in the event of zrika itself? Litnei, it should say instead, quote, kodem shkia, unquote, or le'achas shkia, and not, which is a time function, rather than an event function. And again, we answer the same thing that we answered before. It was according to Rashi. This is basically repetitious of the issue before, and it's only the question of Rav Gittel. Answers the Gemara Hachinami, Kama, that's precisely what it does say. In other words, Kodem Sheyera El Zrika, the meaning of Kodem Zrika is before such time as it would have been possible to do Zrika. That's all it means. And Leyaka Sheyera El Zrika. Okay, Tashma. Now how about this case? Hapigo the Kachi Kachi Morali. What does this mean? If you have Basar of Pigo, then you're going to be moral in it. Okay, but doesn't that mean my love desire? In other words, even though you went ahead and you did Zrika, you would still be moral in it. No, says the Gemara, not necessarily. If that would be the case, what would it mean? No, in other words, again, we're going to be assuming, and again, this is Rashi, that there's a Shaloka of Gittel, And what we're talking about, and we'll see there's a completely different approach to this, but what we're talking about over here is that there was as yet no Zrika, but had there been a Zrika, then you would have removed Me'ilah. That's all. So that, like we said before, there's always Me'ilah and Pigo Bekache Kache, meaning even if there was Leaker Zrika, so now, the implication would have been that's only because it's Pigel, but had it not been Pigel? Because since it's Pigel, the Pigel doesn't help you. But the implications are that had it been non-Pigel, then it would have been Motzi Midei Me'ila. Correct? I was assuming for a moment it's like Rav Gittel. We're going to end up again that there's a Shalok Rav Gittel. But in other words, assuming that since Pigel is that Motzi Bidei Me'ilah Bekotche Kadashim, that's why even though you were Zorik Adam, you continue to be Chayav on Me'ilah. But in an equivalent case of non-Pigel, the implications are, of course, that Liakar Zrika, then you wouldn't have had. The problem is that if you make it dependent on whether it was a Zrika or not, then you're telling me Heter Achilah. Because if you're right that it's Heter Zrika, what's the difference? Whether the Pigo took place at the Zrika. That was Shmamina Heter Achila Shenidu. Says Marlo, Delo Zorak. It's talking about that you had not done the Zrika yet. Now, of course, there's a little bit of a problem over here. When were you Mafaga? In other words, if by the Kabbalah you had not been mefagel. So when were you mefagel if you didn't do the Zrika? You can only be mefagel when you do one of the Avedas. You're telling me that I had Dam, that I could have been Zorah. And I didn't do the Zrika yet, the Lord Zorah. But if I had been Zorah, so then there was no people.
Ah.
No. Tazu suggests, but this is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you cannot do pigul b'holacha. Excellent. Remember, Rabbi Shimon Shita is that halacha is not considered to be an avoda for pigul. So you can't tell me it was in the halacha either. So what was it? So Tazu explains, the point over here is that I did a Kabbalah without a machshavas pigul at the beginning. And at the end of the Kabbalah, I had a machshavas pigul. So there was time to be Zorei before the machshavas pigul. Then you had been mefago for Kabbalah. So therefore, we could have made it dependent in whether or not you had time to be Zorek. Instead, we make it dependent on the actual Zrika. That was the Gemara's diak over here. And the Gemara answers that it's talking about before Zrika. So then again, what's the implications? Avo Zorak Mai, had you done the Zrika? So Hachinami de Inmo Alimo. So what do you say? That there would be no Mi'ilah after Zrika? That's what you're implying. But then we have run into another problem. The other problem is that once again, this brisa contrasts Kachi Kadoshim with Kachim Kali. So if it wants to show you a case in which there is no Mi'ilah, it brings the equivalent case by Kachim Kalim, and it says, in such an event, by Kachim Kalim, Ein Mo'alim Bo. Now, of course, the reason that Ein Mo'alim Bo by Kachim Kalim is that the only way you can be Mo'al by Kachim Kalim is after you turn it into Kachi Hashem, which means that you need a Zrika Kshera, which is something of a truism at this point. We understand that Kachim Kalim, you're not going to be Mo'al in. Wouldn't it make more sense, Richie, to give me the distinction between prior to Zrika and after Zrika by Kachi Kachi? You're telling me that the case over here, had I been Zorek, I would not have been Moab. So then why don't you use that as the contrast? Why don't you say, forget about Kachi Kachi now. You could have said, listen, come if ne Zrika, come Liakha Zrika. If it was Liakha Zrika, then you want to know that you will not be Moab. What do I have to look at Kachi Kachi for? No. That's the whole point. The whole point over here is that ha akila shmuina, what it's coming to teach me is that kola atuye lide mi'ila, zrike kitikuno maite lide mi'ila. When it's talking about making something into Kachi Hashem, which is Kachim Kalim, I start off, it's not Kachi Hashem. I want to bring it lide mi'ila. I must have a zrike kshera. If what I'm interested in is removing a pre-existing state of Mi'ila, which is always the situation by Kachi Kodashim, where I begin with having a Kachi Hashem, and I now want to separate out the element which is Lashem, and which is now no longer Miuchadim Lashem because it goes to Kohanim. Lafuki Midei Mi'ila, I don't need a Mi'ila Ketikuna. I simply need that it should no longer be that which is miuchadim lasha. And shalok etikuna, therefore, azrika shalok etikuna, would certainly be nifka midei mi'ila, would remove it from mi'ila. Once again, what is this saying? That zrikat pigol is removing the mi'ila on kachi kadashim, which is 100% shalok rav gidl. This is how Rashi learns the circuit. In other words, the Gemara is coming out that when it comes to removing Mi'ila from Kachik Kadashim, you do not need a Zrika Kshera. It's possible to have a Zrika Tzul. That's not like Rav Gidl Amarav. There's a lot of problems in the way, and when I say Rashi again, I mean the Pirish. It's called Rashi's Pirish. It's not at all clear that it was really Rashi that wrote the Pirush on Mi'ila here.
It would still apply to the Amor, right? Yeah.
What?
The Mi'ila would still apply to the Amor in the African.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, it has no application over here. Right. it until it's not a mitzvah, of course. In a case where it was kosher, you could remove it by not a mitzvah. Okay, one of the main problems over here is the assumption. When it says, my lav d'zarak, why did it make that assumption? Is it not talking about that you already did the zrika and nonetheless you would be mauling? Where did it say that exactly, that we should come up with that assumption right off the bat? Well, there's a number of different approaches in Tosfos. So the simplest one is that the assumption was originally that the chiddush of this entire brisa is to tell me Rav Gidl's din. Now the only way that you can tell me Rav Gidl's din is talk about a case where you did Zerika B'Pigel on Kachi Kadoshim and tell me that it doesn't remove the Mila. And if that's the whole point, then it clearly is talking about Liachar Shazara. Otherwise it doesn't prove anything about anything. And that was the opening of the assumption. Therefore, it's got to be talking about you did the Zerika, and the Diak is only because I wasn't Zorek, only because it's Pigel, but had it been normal Dom, it would have been Motsi Midei Me'ila, but only if I actually did the Zerika, not if I hadn't done the Zerika. And what else could the possible meaning be of this Brisa? That's how the Ritzvah explains it in Tosfos. The answer is that the assumption originally that it's coming to teach me Rav Gidl Amarav was wrong. It's specifically coming to teach me against Rav Gidl Amarav, and therefore can now be understood as teaching a case where there wasn't Zerika, and the Chiddush would be Lagabe Zerika by Kachim Kali. So it's a complete inversion of the way that Rashi looked at it originally. Okay.
Zook the Heilige Mishnah.
That was fast. So we've now spoken about the din of people. Okay, remember, we began with our opening statement that there's a difference between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim, and the difference is that Kachim Kadashim begins with a state of Mi'ila, and Kachim Kalim has to be brought to a state of Mi'ila. That led us to the entire discussion of what halacha is where you have a zerika that's defined by Pigel. And that's a very unique case, remember, because there is something that is the antithesis of carbon by Pigel, and you need a zerika that is maratza for Pigel, and that introduced a new complication at the end of the explanation of the Mishnah. We then took off to see what we mean. Do we mean the difference between taking off the chiyuv of Mi'ila from Kashi Kadashim through Heter Shmita, Heter Zrika, or Heter Achila? But the next Mishnah talks about a situation in which there was a psul on the Basar prior to the Zrika. A separate psul. Not that there was a Zrika of Pigel, so that there exists basically a problem with the Basar that will never allow an actual Heter Achila Lekoni. Let's say the Basar was Yotze. So it's Yotze Chutz Le'Azara. Remember that anything that violates, which maybe you should take off that heavy duty steam jacket, not because of the heat, but because of what you'd rather be doing. Maybe we should put him on actual. Have a trim. Have some poles.
I understand that. You use a couple of umbrellas.
There we go. Okay, so let's just remember that the halacha is basar besadik treifa. People usually understand the issue of treifut as having to do with kosher meat, right? In terms of is it organically correct and so on. Actually, the Gemara explains that treifut doesn't really have anything to do with that issue directly. That's only an implication of treifut. The main issue of treifut is that whatever boundary conditions exist for something, the violation of those conditions, if it's in terms of an organic structure, so then the breakdown of that organic structure is a violation of that which provides its chiyut. But it's not necessarily connected to the fact that that's the way the organism lives or doesn't live. Remember, it's even a machlokas and chulin, whether treifut was necessarily going to mean that it's damaged to the extent that it can't live. Is treifa chaya or not chaya? Is treifa molida or not molida? So the overall din of treifa teaches us a lot of very fascinating things. For instance, if you have the shechita, in which you have a fetus that is partially born, then the part of the fetus that is no longer in utero, it will not be mutter through the shechita of the mother because it's not within the boundaries of that organism, and it's now not going to be nishkat. Okay? So the piece that is sticking out is treifa. But the other case, which doesn't seem to have any relationship to functioning organisms, is basar that's yotze of kodesh. Since the Torah has defined the place of eating basar of kodesh to be, let's say, within the azara, if it's kodesh kadosh, within Yerushalayim, if it's kodesh kal, a violation of those boundaries turns the meat into treifa. Why? Because it's outside of its boundary conditions. Therefore, we want to discuss what would be the case if the basar that you're coming to eat now, that belongs to Kodesh, has gone through the entire process, and there was a shechita, and there was a zrika. The problem was that even after the zrika, you're not going to be allowed to eat this basar, because there's another problem, it was yotze. Can zrika help for yotze to remove the din of me'ila? That's the question. So, says the Gemara, basar kodshi kodeshi. Over here, this basar was removed from the azara before the zrika took place. Rabbi Eliezer, now, the problem over here is that on the surface, this seems to be assuming that zrika is the defining event, which is fascinating because we ain't never brought this up before. We just had a long discussion about whether the defining event is shechita, zrika, or achila, correct? The potentiality for zrika, achila. And when nobody ever mentions the Mishnah itself, takes for granted that the question over here is zrika. When it comes to basar that's yotze, how come we didn't bring this up? You got to admit that's weird. Okay, so there are possibilities that it's talking about over here, as Tosis points out. If you hold that we're talking about Heter Zrika, then you're going to have to explain this as meaning that there never was a time in which it was possible for there to be a Zrika. And if you hold that it's talking about Shechita, it's even a bigger problem. What's the old Heter Shechita Shamino? What is this Mishnah talking about? It's got to mean that before it was even nearer for Kabbalah, it was Yotze. And the only case would be, we have had cases like this back in Zvachim, is where the Shechita took place directly by the door to be Yotze from the Azara, in such a way that immediately at the Shechita, if you hold that it's at the Shechita, Shanino, immediately at the Shechita, we understand that the reflexive action of the muscles after Shechita would have removed it now to be Rove outside of the Azara, and would have passed the meat. But otherwise, the typical way that you would read a Mishnah is certainly that the issue is the actual event of Zrika. Did I make that clear? Remember, Heter Shechita Shadinu means that once you did a Shechita, which under normal circumstances would have led to a Kabbalah that could have allowed for a Zrika that would have made it kosher for the Kohanim to eat, that's sufficient. So it's very problematic to fit that into the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says the basar is yotze lifnei zrika, which seems to make it dependent on the actual event of zrika, not in a shechita that could have led to a kabbalah, etc., etc. There it's really problematic. It's also problematic according to Man Yomar Heter Zrika Shanino, because according to him, it's still a step away. Why do I need that the basar should have been there at the time of the actual zrika? As long as the basar was there at the time of the kabbalah. So we're going to have to explain, according to them, as Tosafot says over here, that the Mishnah is referring to a strange circumstance in which there was never a time in which it was, if you hold Heter Zrika, in which it was nearer the Zrika, that I could have been Zorek this Dam while the Basar was still here, or if you hold like the Mandiomer Heter Shechita Shanino, There never was a moment in which it was nearer the Kabbalah, because Heter Shkita implies that there could have been a Kabbalah Saddam Beheter. And as I said, the only case that that would mean is that it was literally at the Pesach of the Azorah, in position in such a way that any kind of muscular twitch would have pushed it out of the Azorah. You must admit it's a little bit of a stretch. It's amazing how exciting Me'ilah is for everybody here, you know? Yeah, I was thinking that. Gentlemen, the more complex it is, the more exciting it is. Is there some way to reignite your interest here?
Demonstration.
Is there something that should be made clearer? Are there some maybe wordings that are unclear?
Wouldn't help?
So, just to review the wordings so that all of the issues are clearly delineated?
Yeah, sure, that would help.
So why don't we do that? Why don't we take off now 5 minutes to review the wordings that we have. Okay? We're at the try. All right. Let's talk about first the difference between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kal. First of all, what are they? Kachim Kadashim are those korbanos, which includes the Korban Ola, the Korban Chatas, and the Korban Asham, which have to be Shechted Bitzafon of the Azorah. They have to be the north side of the Azorah. They cannot be eaten by anyone except a Kohen. In an Ola, nothing is eaten, just the skin is given to the Kohen. And the place in which they're eaten is only inside of the Beit HaMikdash. And the time that is granted for eating them is only till the evening of the Hakrav. Morning following the Hakrav. Okay? That's Kachim Kadashim. Kachim Kal refers to a Karban Shlomim, or a Karban Toda, or a Karban Pesach, or a Bechor Meiser, and so on, which are all variants of Shlomim. The ruling over there is anybody is allowed to eat them. The owner owns the basar. All that he's doing is he's giving the specific emurim, those parts that are to be brought in the Mizbeach. That's the only part that's actually been given up. The rest of it still belongs to the owner. It can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. It can be shechted anywhere in the Azorah. And those things generally, except for a Torah, can be eaten for 2 days in the night in between, till sunset of the second day. That's the meaning of those terms. Me'ilah. There are three issues in Me'ilah. There's Me'ilah D'Oraisa. Me'ilah D'Oraisa. First of all, the word Me'ilah. The word Me'ilah is a desecration. Misuse, misappropriation of funds that belong to Hekdash. Three issues involved in Me'ilah. First of all, repayment for the value received. Plus, a fine. The repayment is called the Karen. That's the original value. The fine is called the Chomesh, which is a fifth. When we say a fifth, we actually mean 25%, which is 20% of the total amount of the payment. Because it'll include the original amount plus 25%.
So that would be 20 cents.
$1.25 would be one-fifth. 25 cents would be one-fifth of $1.25. Okay? So that's a machlokas, but that's how we pass. Furthermore, in Me'ilah, you have a Korban Asham that is brought. It's called an Asham Me'ilot for what it is that you did. Then we have Me'ilah D'Rabbanan. Me'ilah D'Rabbanan, of course, cannot be Mechayev you a Korban, because that would be Chulin Ba'azara. Nor is it Mechayev you the fine of the Chomesh, but it is Mechayev you to pay back what you took. Then we have an Isser Hana'ah D'Rabbanan, which is not Me'ilah. For instance, on Chata'ot HaMetot, things that cannot be used by Hekdesh, they're completely valueless. In there, you don't have to pay anything back because there's no value, but you're not allowed to be nenef from it in the first place. Okay? The difference between Kachim Kadashim and Kachim Kalim in terms of Me'ilah is a very logical one. Since the meaning of Me'ilah is misappropriation, if I have something which belongs to Hekdesh, such as Kachim Kadashim, it initially belongs to Hekdesh. The only time that it leaves Hegdash, when I say leaves Hegdash, I don't mean it leaves the dinim of Hegdash, but it leaves the dinim of Kodshei Hashem. It no longer belongs to God because it's been given to the Kohanim to eat, is only after an event that takes place that allows the Kohanim to eat it. We'll talk later what that event is. Kodshim Kalim is exactly the opposite. It begins with the status of being secular, basically it's chulin, and all that's given is after I do what makes now portions of this animal, known as the Imurim, suitable for bringing up on the Mizbeach, those portions become Kodshei Hashem. Therefore, it requires the acts of Shechita, Kabbalah Sadam, Zerika Sadam, in order for it to say, I'm doing this for you! I see. In order for it to be Kodshei Hashem, those portions, and at that moment it becomes Chayev in Me'ilah.
Just those parts.
So far, so good?
Why just those parts?
Because the meat is never going to be Chayev Me'ilah on a carbon Kodshim Kalim. Never, ever.
Until the
Zrika Kodshim Kalim is chulin for all intents in terms of Me'ilah. Because it's not Kodshei Hashem. Never was. When I say chulin, I mean chulin in terms of Kodshei Hashem. Of course, it's Kodesh, it's owned, but this is the fundamental opening of the Masechta. Is this difference? What defines the act of Me'ilah? That depends. If it's something which has value, meaning it's meant to be used for its value rather than for itself. Let's say it's something that is possible and needs to be sold. Then the Me'ilah is defined by an actual misuse of value. You'd have to lower its value by the minimum amount that value is defined, which is Shavu Pruta. If it's something that's not meant to be turned into money, but it itself is useful, such as a carbon itself that is a tamim, or you have a beautiful golden cup that you're going to be using for the Zrikas Hadam or whatever, over there, you don't have to take away the value. What defines the Me'ilah is a Pruta of usage that you take, even though there's no value lost to Hegdash. Those are also the fundamental measurements when it comes to Me'ilah. It's always Shavapruta. Question is it Pegimba of Shavapruta, meaning the removal of a Shavapruta from Hegdash, or is it the Hana'a of a Shavapruta? That
both.
Depends. What's that?
Is it ever both? We take it clear and smash with the sledgehammer,
no.
It doesn't matter?
No, because you're motzi midei kodesh. So that if you're motzi from, the act of Me'ilah removes from the rishus of Hegdash. We'll see, but we'll get to that later. So far, we're in this parak, we're keeping it very simple.
But the kalim, if you didn't do the zrika, it always remain kodesh.
This is simple.
The kodesh kalim.
Yeah.
If you didn't do the zrika,
there's no Me'ilah.
But the meat is asur, but you can't eat the meat.
Fine, but there's no Me'ilah. Notes, do not confuse the heter achila with the dinim of Me'ilah. There may be many reasons you can't eat the meat.
It's
only.
For that moment, it's heter. It's
so the punishment is heter, right?
There's a full moon out there.
The punishment is different, right?
The Me'ilah requires a korban. The Me'ilah has a fine involved with it. Of the chomesh. It's a unique situation.
And if it's not Me'ilah, it may just require a korban?
It may require nothing. It may just be prohibited. There's many reasons why something could be prohibited. Something could have happened to the basar to make it prohibited meat, such as the case we're talking about in this Mishnah, where it was Yosef. Okay. I'm going to talk about now the other terms that we've used. So far, so good. Is there any problem? None whatsoever. Okay, you're ready now for answers of questions on this issue. Okay. The next terms that we have was what defines the heter lekohani. We have three definitions. Either it's heter shechita, meaning that the moment that I do the shechita of this korban, because it's in a position in which I could do the Kabbalah means now taking the blood into a kos, into a container of some kind, which would have allowed me to do a zrika, which is the sprinkling of the dam and the mizbeach, that would have led to a kohen's being able to eat the dam and the basar, and that's sufficient. So that's heter shchita.
Relevant to two players.
Yeah. I'm not going to start defining shchita, that's cool. Okay, heter zrika means I need to actually have had this dam in a kos with sufficient time to do the zrika before there's something, the dam would have become possible, meaning it's not close to the nighttime, and that is enough to make it ready for a kohen, theoretically, even though he can't yet actually eat it. Heter achila means it had to actually have gone through the zrika. Those were the issues that we were discussing earlier today. The various psulim that are possible, the things that would have made this meat osir, for other reasons, forget about mi'ila, could be pigel. Now, pigel means that you did either the zrika or the kabbalah or the shchita, and according to most, the whole lacha, which is the movement of the dam, with a mental state, not an actual event, but with a mental state of intention to either eat or sacrifice this korban in a way that would have violated space or time boundaries. And those are two different types of pigel. Spatial pigel is not chayav karet. So in other words, if I had in mind, let's say, to eat it outside of the Azor, or to do the Zrika Sadam outside of the Azor, I ruined the korban because of my mental state, but because it was only a violation of space, mental violation of space, there's no chiyuv karet. A mental violation of time boundaries, even though I never actually did anything wrong. At the time of the shchita, I had in mind to eat this at the wrong time, 2 days from now. That makes the korban not only pasul, but the eating of it is a chiyuv karet, which is mechayev a korban chatas, if it's done b'shogeg, and so on and so forth, all right? Those are our terminology for the word pigul. Then there's a concept called, yes sir?
If a kohen has the wrong intention,
yeah,
and then it happens, and then he gives it to another kohen to eat.
Bad news! He shouldn't eat that korban.
He's
going to have to bring a chatos.
Because every kohen can't eat it, or he finds out later that the guy was wrong intention.
Doesn't matter, yeah. It doesn't matter what he knew. It's like eating a chalav, accidentally. You didn't realize it was chalav. No. So now we have another psul, which is called yotze, which we talked about before. Something that actually, physically, not mentally, but physically violates its spatial boundaries. Then we have lan, which is something that physically violates its time boundaries. So there's an equivalence, not an equivalence, but there's a parallel between pigol of chutz lizmano and lan, which is notar, that which is left over, is the result of that which is lan. And there's a parallel of pigol in terms of space, chutz lemekomo, to the case of yotze, which is a physical yotze. Interestingly enough, the mental is more chamur than the physical. The intent creates a chiyuv karet, whereas the actual event does not necessarily create a chiyuv karet. Right? So that's pigol, notar, yotze. They're all violation of boundaries, either mental or physical violation of boundaries, either spatial or temporal. And then we had the other case we're about to have is tameh. So there's two elements of tameh. The basar itself can become tameh, or the person who eats the basar can be tameh. If the person is tameh, then there's a chiyuv of karet, he has to bring a korban and so on. The basar is tameh, it's asur to eat. So therefore, we have a simple structure in this Mishnah now that we're ready to discuss things. Not at all, the terms are 100% clear, simple, and obvious. The Mishnah wants to know, if there's other problems with this basar, would the zrika then change its status to make it called heter lekohanim and remove the standing iser of me'ila from this basar? Until now we have discussed a problem in the zrika because it's pigel, not a problem in the meat. This Mishnah wants to talk about a problem in the meat and wondering whether that will affect the heter of Zrika. Is there such a thing as Zrika? The technical term is Zrika Mo'ila Leyotze, or Zrika Mo'ila. Is it efficient? Is it effective when it comes to Yotze? Or is it effective when it comes to Tameh? That's the issue in our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, you can start that again, sir.
Zukta Halika Mishnah.
Basar Kochei Kodashim. Shiatsa Lifnei Zrikat Tamim. Here we start with the case of Yotze. So this meat was Yotze before the event of Zrika. And I already mentioned to you that the event of Zrika may be stretched to include the potential of Zrika, or the potential of the Kabbalah which could lead to the Zrika. That depends on how you learn Heter Lekohanim, Heter Shkita, Heter Zrika, Heter Achila. Fine. Now let's set that behind us once and for all, since we now know that that's what we mean when we talk about Lifnei Zrika. And we're going to refer to it in short as Lifnei Zrika. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Moalimbo, says Rabbi Eliezer, look, a Zrika is not meaningful when it cannot impact the buster anyway, because the buster's not in a place where the Zrika will help it. Therefore, the Mi'ila remains on this buster, Moalimbo. Furthermore, because of the fact that this Zrika was done on a piece of meat that was Yotze, Ein chayavin alav mishum pigul v'notar v'tameh. Because of the fact that it is not considered to be meat that went through the necessary steps to become basar kodesh that is miyuchad for the kohanim, there is also not going to be any chiyuv on the kohen for eating it in the event that it was pigul. Because in order for him to be chayav for pigul, it has to be that there was a zrika of the pigul on it, but over here it was yotze. Therefore that zrika didn't help. The same thing is true, is if this meat ends up staying around here for 2 days, it's not considered to be notar, because notar is only those things which could have been eaten, bismanam, and which turned out to be left over. This could never have been eaten. Furthermore, there's no chiyuv of eating it betumah either, because it's not edible, since it was never now hutar al yedei zrika. So says Rabbi Eliezer. So it's in terms, the way Rabbi Eliezer looks at it, to put it simply, is that the zrika was meaningless for this meat, and therefore none of the dinim that would normally be applied because of zrika, and that includes the heter of me'ila, and the chalos isur of notar, and tuma, and pigo, this piece of meat is neutral because of the fact that it was yotze. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, not so. The zrika was effective despite the fact that the meat was yotze. Since it was effective, there's four immediate differences that he has from Eliezer. Number one, since it was effective in Moalimbo, because now the zrika actually worked, and it would also be meat that you would be chayav on for pigul notar v'tameh, because it's just like any other basar of kodesh, just as an additional iser on it. But it certainly went through the requisite steps to become now potentially noser or tameh, or whatever the case may be. You guys are driving me to the moon.
That would be yotze.
Yeah, that would be. That's very interesting, because there are those who hold that the Migdal Bavel was actually a moonshot. It's very fascinating. I think it was pre-Jules Verne. It was 250 years ago, you're talking about. I don't know where they came up with that. And that the issue was to be Yotze, and there would be no Chiyuvim. Therefore, they would get away from this whole burdensome religious stuff. And you could just set up a community on Mars and forget about God, you know.
Socialist.
Omar Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Akiva, to prove that he is right, that actually the Zrika helps for Yotze. Now Rabbi Akiva's proof is one of the strangest proofs that has ever been brought in the Mishnah. And it's not clear the mechanism that he's referring to at all. And listen to what he says. Hare hamafrish chatatov avda. Somebody sets aside a korban chatat, which now gets lost. He comes along and he sets aside another one to take its place that he intends to use. Okay? Vare shtehen omdot. They're both in front of him. Now remember, the status of chataot hametot, meaning a korban that was set aside to be mechaper on a person, in which it was lost and had now something that substituted for it. At that point, it's completely worthless because, if you used another one, completely worthless because, in Zalok Lemoshe Mitzinai, that if chatot were nitchapu ba'alav, the chatat has to be basically buried, thrown out, kaput. But in this case, I have both of them standing in front of me. I found the first one. I now can determine which one I want to use to be machab. What's more, if I shech both of them, I still can decide, after the shita, which one's dam I want to be makrif on the mizbeach. On the mizbeach. Let's try that loop. On the mizbeach. On the mizbeach. I can decide which one I want to put on the mizbeach. Which means that at this point, it's not, neither of them is a chatat hameta, right? Because since I could determine either one, so both of them, it's like achrayut. We said, we very clearly distinguished between setting something aside la achrayut, we have it as backup. The backup, it's not called a chatat hameta. So now I've got a backup. I'm going to determine which one is which. There the din is, says Rabbi Akiva, arishtein omdot. Is it not true that kishem shedama poteret bisara, kachu poteret bisar chaverta? Is it not true that in the same way that if I do the zrika of, let us say, A, that what happens is that the meat of chatat B also loses its din of me'ila? Now this is, on the surface, completely mad. The reason that chatat B loses its din of me'ila is because at that moment it becomes a chatat hameta. And a chatat hameta being completely valueless is something in which there's no me'ila. There's nothing to do with it. Hekdush doesn't have any anav from it. And that has nothing to do with our case. Where we're trying to talk about whether Zrika is me'ila for Yotzi. What does that have to do with it? It's not that the Zrika on this had any impact on the other one. It's just that it happens to be that in a case where I use one, the other one is by definition no longer usable. This is a case of two photons that are connected in a quantum reaction. What I do to one is going to define the other one. What does that have to do with the Zrika defining the status of the other one? It's just an accidental, a coincidental result of the fact that I shechted one. Nonetheless, Rabbi Akiva goes blithely ahead and insists that I can determine from here the din in our Mishnah. So he says, is it not true that the zrika of the dam of A automatically defines the status of the basar of B? Ha! So im patar damat b'sach avertar min ha-me'ila, I ask you to be reasonable, says Rabbi Akiva. If the zrika of A will now make the basar of B putter from me'ila, even though that one is no longer usable, dinu shifater b'sar atzma, obviously, it's going to make the basar of itself, even where that basar was yotzei. It's not going to be worse than a chatat hameta, is it? So it should remove the din of me'ila even from the basar that was yotzei, its own basar that was yotzei. Whew! That is wild. What a wild proof that is. And this has led to an immense number of attempts to give alternative explanations to what Rabbi Akiva is trying to do. Because on the surface, this is simply a case of two interlinked karbonas. Defining one automatically leaves the other one in another state. That state is by definition a non-me'ila state, not because the Zrika turned it into a non-me'ila state, but because the fact that there was a kapora turned it into a non-me'ila state. Now, Tosfos, because of this, creates a new circumstance called simultaneous shlita that links the two korbanos and says that in a case where I bring them both at the same time, it does not become a katas hamesa. But rather, it's actually taking off the din of me'ila because of the zrika of katas eight. Whereas had I not done them at the same time, if I had one back home and I went ahead and showed me this one, yes, then that actually defines the other one as now being not usable. But in the case where I check them both, and I have them both, the dam, both of them, ready to proceed, it becomes, as he puts it, keguf echad. It becomes like a single chat, a unique state, and that's what Rabbi Akiva is referring to. Certainly Rabbi Akiva never would have made an argument from a chatat hameta that was sitting in its house. I mean, it's absurd to say such. Imagine Rabbi Akiva said, well, if I have two chataot and I leave one at home and I bring one here and I check it, that the zrika of the dam of this one defined the basher of the other one. What basher of the other one? It was a live animal. It was at that moment that it became possible, correct? Everybody would think that's out of, I mean, he must have lost his mind to say such a thing like that. So the way Rashi's explaining it, it seems to be saying nothing but that. All he's done is he's put it into a different situation, which I did check the other one. So what? All that is doing is blurring the issue. Doesn't change the fact that you might as well have been talking about a carbon that was left at home. I am going to use my pickle juice pistol. Never was a president in a situation of being assassinated by pickle juice. All right, so you see what pushes Tosfos to talk about this as a unique case. Fine.
So then the proof becomes basically.
Since it's goof at heart.
I have another goof.
And that's stuck, okay, which is possible.
Okay, with part of the old body of the same
exactly.
Outside.
That's right.
Better than the connecting other.
That's right. Yeah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Oh, sorry. So didn't she fater pesaratzma? Then obviously it should be able to pater its own basar, even though that basar has a psul of yotze on it. Now in the alternative case, emure kachim kalim. Here it's kachim kalim. Only the emurim are going to be possibly in a state. So the emurim kachim kalim she yotze lifnei zrika tamim, where the emurim went out before zrika. So here we have basically the same issue. Does Zrika help for Emurim that are Yotze? Because it's a psul of Yotze on Emurim. The previous discussion is, does Zrika help for Basar, meaning of Kachi Kachim, that was Yotze. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, exactly as he said before, Ein Ma'alin Bahem. Look, Zrika doesn't help for Yotze, okay, period. Doesn't matter whether it's Basar, doesn't matter whether it's Emurim. Therefore, since it doesn't help, when it comes to kachikalim, the din of not helping is that in mo'alim b'hem, it will not create a state of me'ila, ve'in chayavim aleyem mishum pigo notar v'tameh, and because of that, there's no possible way to create an iser pigo noser or tameh on these emurim. Because Rabbi Akiva omer mo'alim, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, look, I always told you that zrika is mo'il liyotze, it dot mo'il. Not me'ila, mo'il, effectiveness, helps. So Zrika is mo'il yotze, and therefore it also will work for making these emurim kachi Hashem, which is a much bigger chiddush, you must admit, isn't it?
A kalim.
Yeah, to take something in now, you could say, okay, to turn it into kachi Hashem, where it had a psul of yotze. That's a chiddush. Now, of course, the Gemara is going to use this as why we needed to talk separately. Have two separate machlokas in here, both on Kachi Kalim and in Kachi Kadashim. So there, because of that, you would also be chayav aleihem mishum pigal nosar v'tameh. Since the Zrika helps, even though it was Yotze, you would also be chayav now if it became tameh. Es the Gemara v'hani tarte lamali, why do I need two separate arguments? One in Kachi Kadashim legabe the meat, and one in Kachim Kalim legabe the emurim. Because Tzrichei, I do need both. Eid Marbar Kodshei Kodashim, if it only would have said the opening part of the Mishnah, referring to the Basar of Kodshei Kodashim. Havanina Bahork, Amar Abeliezer Malumbo, Mishab Dezriket Ketikuna Mafka Bidei Me'ila, Shalot Ketikuna Lo Mafka Bidei Me'ila. I would have said that, look, over there, he holds, Rebbe Eliezer, that in order for something to be removing an Isser of Me'ila, it would have to be done ketikuna, because it has to bring it actually to be able to be eaten. When it comes to a question of creating Me'ila, maybe all that he's doing, one way of understanding it, Gemara's reasoning over here, is that maybe all Rebbe Eliezer is doing is being machmir. Right? So in other words, to take off the Isser of Me'ila, no. That I won't say, because that's going to be a kula. To put on the Isser of Me'ila, that I will agree to, because that's a chumra. So as on both, I would perhaps view him as being machmir on both ends, and saying that the chiyuv of Me'ila, whether it's in terms of removal or of assertion in the first place, I always go l'chumra. So maybe over there with Moda Rabbi Akiva, Dafila Shabbat Tikivuna, Mighty L'day Me'ila, maybe I would be Mechayevim even on Ezrika on Yotzei. V'itma Gabi Kotchim Kalim. On the other hand, if I would have had the Machlokas by Kotchim Kalim, I would have said, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds by Kotchim Kalim, Ma'olim Behem, because even Ezrika Shalot Ketikuna can make Me'ila, because that's a Chumra. To say that therefore I'll be making even a Kotchim Kotchim, De La Fukihu, but I want to take it off of the Isser of Me'ila, maybe Shalot Tikituna Lo Mafke Midei Me'ila, maybe doing it wrong would not remove Me'ila. Kamash Malan, therefore, it teaches us that the halacha is, it's an actual din in this theoretical question whether Zrika is Moel, nothing to do with Chumra V'Kula, nothing to do with the creation of the state or removal of the state. It's an abstract question about Zrika, and therefore it would apply across the board, both according to Rebbe Eliezer and according to Rebbe Akiva, in whatever the circumstances are, whether they're L'Kula or L'Chumra, whether L'Afuki Midei Me'ila, or to bring it in Midei Me'ila. Okay, we'll start the next Sugya tomorrow, since it goes down on the Amud Aleph. Things get easier.
Oh.
Of course. As you become more familiar. Gosh.